Enjoy the convenience of 7 days a week banking and extended hours with Cube from First Arkansas Bank and Trust, member FDIC.
I know.
Well, you've been there, done that. I think it's sort of an intriguing matchup. Again, we see some new faces. You've got a guy in Joe Burrow. He's 2 years removed from winning a national championship, and nobody, I don't think, saw Cincinnati here. And then you got the old veteran who'd been in football hell for 11 years, and Matt Stafford finally has a chance to win a Super Bowl.
I think it's really some really good stories. I don't know if I mentioned it, Beck, you know, and at the end of August, we have our very first Pro Football Weekly show, and we concluded the season taping yesterday. And the producer told me, he said, I went back and looked. He said, half you had Buffalo and the Rams going to the Super Bowl. And think about this. I was 13 seconds away from probably Buffalo being in the Super Bowl.
Yeah.
You know, with
wow.
Him. But, yeah, you know, that 13 seconds, Mahomes goes 56 yards and sets up the field goal. All that being said, I had a sneaking suspicion about the Rams. They, you know, they had some bona fide star players. They've got a good offensive line. They've always had a smart coach in Sean McVay. But they, I think it only illustrated how important quarterback play is in the NFL and how important it is in the game of football. I had seen Matt Stafford for over a decade, and he was, you know, he was a terrific player. But, you know, thinking about the SEC, you got Burrow at LSU, and then, of course, Matt Stafford, first overall pick out of Georgia. And could this be the year that Georgia wins the national championship, the Atlanta Braves win in Major League Baseball, and Matt Stafford wins the Super Bowl. There's also,
and you called that like 2 weeks ago.
Well, and Cincinnati is kind of like the knuckleheads at midnight. You tell them to go home, they won't go home, and here they are. And guys, I can't tell you, you know, I for all those years, you know, I was in the playoffs 7 out of my 12 years, and every year was a different story, and everything changed. But for this team that won 4 games last year to beat Las Vegas and then go into Tennessee and take Tennessee completely out of their game plan and beat them, and then go into Arrowhead and beat Kansas City when virtually nobody on planet Earth gave them a chance. They are one hell of a group of overachievers, I'll tell you that. But it's all driven by Burrow. He's got those 3 receivers. We all know about Chase. And then, of course, the defense has gotten, you know, some key contributions. But should they win the Super Bowl? I don't know. I think it's a bridge too far. And the Rams, are just too deep and too talented.
Visiting with Dan Hampton, brought to you by Bank of England Mortgage and Hogman's Game Day Superstore. Real quick before I ask Dan the next question,
yeah.
I saw Chris Kane's Twitter. There are accidents happening out there. Just by the way, there's an accident on 167 southbound in Jacksonville, which is Dan's old stomping grounds as a young man. And then also I-40 eastbound, 18-wheeler, all eastbound lanes are closed. Just be aware out there. It's a tricky situation still. So don't get overconfident.
Oh no, absolutely not.
Yeah, yeah.
No, because there is black ice. It doesn't even matter.
Right,
there. Dan, let me back up just a second on that. You think there's too much talent on LA Rams? Do they have more talent than Kansas City? Or did Kansas City just blow all their steam the week prior for Cincinnati to be able to do what they did?
Every game is a story unto itself. I think once they thought they beat Buffalo, it was home, you know, they're home free. And the second part of that was, remember the sequence at the end of the half when they were down on the 1-2-yard line and they didn't score?
Uh-huh.
That really seemed to kind of, stove up Mahomes.
Yeah.
He didn't play the same. He didn't play as reckless. He became very cautious and essentially played into Cincinnati's hands. And if you played the game of football, you had to be involved in a comeback. Well, you've also had to be involved in a game where the other team just kind of catches fire, and the next thing you know, boom, they scored. oh my God, what are we going to do? And then you panic, and then it's three and out, and here they come again. So, yeah, I think, but, you know, all year long, okay. I told you, Chris Jones is a pretty amazing talent, but my God, the guy plays about one out of five plays. He's lazy, and he's almost to the detriment of the defense. And there was a couple of plays that were makeable he didn't make, and guess what? Next thing you know, Joe Burrow has, you know, busted loose and found the receiver, busted loose, found the first down, busted loose and made a play. And after a while, that starts to just word out.
Oh, the consensus has been, just like you said, the consensus, if I can say it right, from Monday morning after that ball game was that lateral to Hill to end that half, walking away with no points. I mean, hats off to Cincinnati for staying home and not letting that happen. But that may have been the beginning of the end. That I think everybody agrees with that with Kansas City. And now we move on to the Super Bowl.
One last thing about that.
Sure.
The Bears coach of the last 4 years was a guy named Matt Nagy, who was the play caller for the Chiefs 4 years ago when they had a 20-0 lead over Tennessee. And in the second half, they essentially scored 0 points, and they get upset and beat. And it was almost like a carbon copy, even though, you know, back then it was Alex Smith at quarterback, but in this game, you had Mahomes, and it's bizarre. It's almost like Kansas City wants to show you how clever, how smart they are, instead of just lining up and saying, we're going to pound you. And it comes back, it bites them, and you'd think they'd learn. But here, 4 years later, almost the exact same scenario. Yeah.
I wanted to ask Dan, obviously your Super Bowl was 1985 versus New England. Well, back then, did you guys have 1 week in between the conference championship and the Super Bowl, or two?
No, it was 1 week, and that was too much. You know, quite honestly, I don't know why it was always set up like that. But, you know, we were ready to play, you know, 3 days after the championship game, because it just, the season's so long. And, you know, every week you've got to find a way to kind of build it up and get it going again. Yeah. And you know, we were 17-1 by the time we got to the Super Bowl.
Wow.
And, you know, we're like, okay, let's get to the finale here. And it probably would be the same way. You know, Cincinnati has been on the road, both for number four seeds. The Vegas had to come to them, but the last two games they've been on the road. This is another road game where they got to go to L.A. And so, obviously, the wear and tear. And obviously, I don't know. I can't even imagine with this COVID mandates and all this craziness, especially in California, how that's going to affect, you know, the way the players feel the game time.
Yeah, no doubt, especially with how they came down with the governor and the mayor of L.A. and Cali this past week with the Magic on that. You know, yeah, Cincinnati's on the road, but L.A. is the road team in their own stadium, for that matter. Talking about now to Tom Brady, and you're talking about Patrick Holmes. Is it a little too soon to start already talking about the next Tom Brady with Mahomes even getting close to any of his records? Will those records be broken and then speak about Brady being out?
I don't think so. Hey, guys, you know, obviously, you know, Mahomes is a hell of a player, but the ultimate product is wins. And here, 4 years in a row, they've been in the championship AFC championship game. They've won two, they've lost two, and then when they get to the Super Bowl, they've won one and lost one. So, to me, obviously, that's a pretty good record, but it's unlike anything we'll ever see with Brady. Brady played in 12 AFC championship. He won. He played in
14?
What was it? 10 Super Bowls and won 7 of them.
10 Super Bowls.
I mean, it's just incredible. And think about this: all the young guns that are circling and are basically on the edge of the stage, saying, "Hey, we want our time." And you got Justin Herbert and San Diego, who may be, you know, talent-wise, one of the best five I've ever seen. We've seen Joe Burrow, how he's put that team on his back, and he's been incredible.
Yeah, big boy.
Also, guess what? Aaron Rodgers may be going to Denver. The Paul Hackett was the offensive coordinator in Green Bay, got the head job in Denver. Mm-hmm. There's and Aaron Rodgers has been wanting out of Green Bay for a couple of years. Mm-hmm. So the AFC could be just stocked with, you know, and Derek Carr is a, you know, he's a hell of a player. And then you've got all the other young quarterbacks that who knows what they're going to be in a year, 2-3 years. So, yeah, it's only going to get harder for Mahomes trying to get to and win a Super Bowl.
Well, and Rodgers did sell his home in L.A. or at least in California, so I guess he's not going back there. I think San Francisco will probably keep Garofalo. I mean, but you're taking a chance. I mean, I guess the chance is okay if, in fact, they went after Green Bay's O.C., to get Aaron Rodgers to come up that way, and how many, you know, what can he bring in a year or two's time? But I guess coaches are they're dispensable now.
Well, the guys, a couple of things. Number one, you know, in '87, I went through my second strike, which was just absolute misery, but it created the free agent market that we see today, and most of the time it's about, you know, oh, you get an offensive tackle or a great cornerback that somebody else, you know, can't keep on their team because they can't afford them, so you get to, well, up until the last 2 years, it has never happened where a franchise quarterback like Tom Brady was deemed expendable, and Tampa Bay goes and signs him and does just a moderate amount of packing the deck with him, and they win the Super Bowl. This past year, the Rams, Les Snead, the general manager, shoved his chips into the middle, said, we're a quarterback away from winning the Super Bowl. Let's go get Matt Stafford. He traded, and Stafford was 32 years old, had played it 11 years, and still they gave up two number ones to get him and their number one draft pick quarterback, Jared Goff. So, I mean, it's possible. It's a new day. It's not your daddy's NFL. Teams that want to find players and make things happen, they can do it. Now, think about John Elway. There's also been stinky little comments about, you know, some of this, you know, coach hiring and this and that. What? Remember John Elway 6-7 years ago said, enough, I'm going to go get Peyton Manning. He went and got Peyton, and they won a Super Bowl with him and played in another one. So, you know, John Elway's not scared of making a big play. And I think maybe this is something that, to me, it makes such logical sense because Green Bay has they did the ultimate disrespect move to Aaron 3 years ago when they drafted another quarterback. Yeah. So he's had his panties in a wad. And, hey,
yes, he
everybody,
has.
You know, everybody gets what they want. And, well, and guess what? If he does, think about that. The quarterbacks in the AFC West, you'll have Mahomes, Aaron Rodgers, Justin Herbert, and Derek Carr, who's better than any quarterback the Bears have ever had in their history. So, I mean, I'm just saying that would be one hell of a place to try to make the playoffs.
Well,
Dan,
go ahead.
Yeah, I was just going to say, Dan, were you surprised to see Brady hang it up after having another great season? I think he led the league in passing, if I'm not mistaken. And the guy seemed like he could have played longer even.
I don't understand it. And quite honestly, you can never go back. And, you know, once you give it up, it's almost like impossible to go back. And we've seen players take a year off and – you know, we had a couple of players that took a year off for the COVID virus, and I mean, they were invisible; they couldn't play. And I hate to see this because you saw that Tom Brady, even with the depleted receiver core, even with the onus of having to play every team in the NFL. Look at how the Saints played Tampa Bay. I mean, it was like the Saints Super Bowl both times. Everybody wants to beat the defending Super Bowl champion, and yet, Tom Brady led the NFL in quarterback and touchdown passes. He was amazing. And you know what? It was an amazing play by the Rams Stafford to beat him and keep him from going to overtime. So I was shocked. I guess there is a point in time. You know, I was so beat up, I couldn't wait to end. But to me, he looks as good as he did 10 years ago. And
right.
I don't know. I can't figure that out. He was – I think, great for the game, and it's a sad day that he's not going to be a part of it.
Right.
Well, Dan, man, we appreciate it as always. We'll talk to you next week and get your prediction on who's going to win the Super Bowl. I'm sure you'll have some great insight on that, but we appreciate you. By the way, what is the temperature today right now in Chicago?
It's 20, and we had I was shoveling my driveway last night. We got a four-wheeler with a plow that doesn't work.
You don't have a man that does that at the Hampton Estate?
I'm the man.
He's the man.
I'm not just shoveling, man. I used to care to work.
Anyway, I know that's right.
You know, it probably had 12, 14 inches, and then the rest of the driveway were probably above your knee. So, I mean, trust me, I know it's bad in Arkansas because you guys don't have plows and salt.
No, we don't have, or a man. You know,
that's bad news. Everybody needs to be safe. And again, we got one more week, and we'll break down the big game and give you the winner.
Dan, thanks so much, man. Thanks, have a great weekend.
Dan just went above the knee, Raj.
Yeah. Go. Yeah. It is. Go home.